Blog Talk Radio.
All right, praise the Lord, everybody. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck right here in Detroit, Michigan. And we just want to say hey to everybody on this great Saturday night. Yes, this great Saturday night. Y'all heard on last night, you heard recording artist, music writer, producer, St. James. And so tonight we are here with our brother, Bertrand McKinney. And we just thank God for him being on tonight, and we're going to hear a great show. So in saying that, we want to give a shout out to all of you here in the USA, to those that are in the different cities and states. We want to say God bless you. Also to those that are in all of Africa, in Nigeria, those that are in Ghana and Uganda and Kenya and Cameroon, you know, all through there, we want to say hello to you on tonight, and also our family in Dubai, in the UK, those that are in Belgium, Jamaica, wherever you may be listening in on tonight, we just want to say bless you. Again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. We about to bring on our brother, yes, Bertrand McKinney. A lot of y'all know he is not a stranger. He was part of Transparent. Yeah, the Transparent show. It's so many different shows that I do. Sometimes I don't even be knowing. I'll be remembering. But he was part of the Transparency show that we had, I want to say, a few weeks back. And so, and then you heard him rapping. You know, I've been playing the group The Process with him and Jermaine Walker. And so we want to give a shout out to Jermaine and his lovely queen and on tonight, and also Bertrand's queen, my sisters. We thank God for you all. So we're going to click him on right now, and we about to get it crack-a-lacking right now. So, notice I said crack-a-lacking.
Oh, my God. What's going on, Angel?
Hey, I'm so glad that we are connected on tonight on this great show. And so I'm doing good, and you doing good, and it's going to be awesome. So I want you to reintroduce yourself, tell the world where you are calling from, and then we want to know, before we really get started or whatever, just share a little bit, like, you know, how you got started in the music of rapping. Like, you know, did it happen when you was a little child, or, you know, just how did this thing get birthed out?
Yeah. All right. Well, hello, hello world, all the listeners. It's a pleasure to be here. The name is Bertrand McKinney, fresh start recording artist, gospel hip hop artist, producer, and also executive on the label. And like I said, it's a pleasure to be here. As far as how I got started, I had a love for poetry as a child. I used to love to write poetry or whatever and stuff, and one day I actually decided to see if I could rap or whatever, so I started dibble-dabbling in rap, and I loved it, you know. And growing up in my household, you know, my mom and my father, we always had church going on, some type of church, something happening. So with that being said, you know, it just made sense to give God glory and, you know, in the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's basically how that came about. You know, wasn't always that way. At first, I started out trying to do secular music, just to share a little bit of the, my testimony. I started out trying to do, you know, a little, you know, secular music or whatever and stuff, because at that time, you know, I was a lot younger. I thought that's what was popular, but wasn't anything happening, you know. It really felt off. You know, it didn't feel right to my spirit, because here I am. I'm this kid growing up, and, you know, this young teenager growing up or whatever, and I'm constantly in church, you know, Bible discussions, choir rehearsals. Just, you know, if the church doors was open, my mother and my father made sure that I was there. So, you know, but still, I'm trying to do what I thought was popular. So at the time, you know, rapping about jewelry, women, clothes, you know, all this stuff that I really thought I wanted, but it just felt off. So nothing materialized out of that. And you may mention that I'm actually a part of the group called The Process, you know, with my brother Jermaine Bright Walker, you know, The Process, that's me and him. So for the longest, I had given up on music. Well, one day, brother Jermaine, he walked into my business. You know, I'm a manager at GameStop. I'm a store manager. And he walked in one day, and dude just handed me his, you know, just bowl, which if anybody knows Jermaine, he's like that. He gave me his card information. He's like, hey, man, you like music? And I'm like, yeah, you know. So he's like, well, will you listen to mine? I was like, sure. So I listened to it, and I thought, you know, okay, dude's talented. He got skill, but it's not something that I've listened to because at that time, you know, I was wanting to change my life around. So when I saw him and he asked me about it, I was truthful with him. I was like, hey, bro, I mean, I like it, but it's not what I'm trying to do. So, and he tells me he got offended by it at first or whatever. But with that being said, he and I, we built a relationship. And we started doing music together. And from there, it's like, you know, I was trying to change my life around. He started trying to change his life. And we started including God in our music. And we put a song up on the forum. And it got a good response. And from there, you know, we just started doing music. And by the grace of God, it got in the right hands. Song we had called Love Unconditional got in a guy's name by the name of Charles Spearman. And for those that don't know him, he's the co-host of Dr. Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones Presents.
Okay.
So the song got in his hands. He actually came to us and was like, you know, well, would y'all like to do Bobby Jones? I was like, sure, you know. So we went out, we did Bobby Jones. And at the time at Bobby Jones, I met who eventually became my CEO, the president of Fresh Start Recording Entertainment, Archbishop Dr. Stephen M. Kelsey. So I went down to Louisville and did a showcase for the record label and got signed. And the rest is history. You know, it's like history in the making. So I feel like God had his hands on it the whole time. You know, at the time that I was not including God and wasn't, you know, I mean, even though he was a part of my life and I knew who he was, but, you know, just being disobedient and hard-headed and wasn't nothing happening. But as soon as I started acknowledging God and giving God glory, all kinds of doors opened up, and it's just beautiful. So that's basically in a nutshell the testimony of how the music and, you know, up to this point is going.
Wow. How did it feel to meet Bobby Jones? I know I met him a long time ago. I remember when the awards, the Stellar Awards, was in Tennessee, and we went there. We was like in the back part where they were the media, where we were backstage and they were doing like radio and those that had television. And I met him and so many people that was back there, you know, very down to earth man of God,
very,
you know, very down to earth. How did you feel when you met him?
Like a deer in the headlights, starstruck. You know, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, but, you know, my parents, they moved to a little place called Tylertown, Mississippi. So, you know, that's where I met Brother Jermaine at. And it's small. So, you know, we're not used to celebrities and all this stuff. So going on the show, Ms. Angel, I think that was the most nervous I've ever been. You know, and we've been in churches, you know, performing and things. And, you know, but this was like, okay, this is people that we know. You know, we'd always know somebody in the church that would invite us to perform or something. But this was different. You know, this is for, hey, I watched this man on television. You know, this is Dr. Bobby Jones, and it's a televised performance, and very nervous. I was nervous. And also, I mentioned Chuck Charles Spearman. I want to give a shout-out to Evangelist 24 Karat Gold. That's the other host of the Bobby Jones Presents. And, you know, they really were inspirational in helping us out, you know. So I just wanted to mention them, too. I get credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was very nervous, though, extremely nervous. And as a matter of fact, my wife teases me. My wife, Debbie, when we go back and we look at the tape and the recording, there was a part of a song that I was doing. I was up there, you know, eyes closed, and I was holding my mic, and I was all into the song, but the mic was trembling. I don't know if anybody else noticed it, but I did. So, you know, I was nervous. Gotten a lot better since then, but I was nervous. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes,
my God, I can imagine that. The mic was trembling. Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, I was sitting up there, mic shaking and everything. And I didn't realize any stuff until my wife and my niece pointed it out, my niece, Debria. We were watching the recording. And she was like, Uncle Bert, you either into the song or you just nervous. And I said, I think it's a little bit of both. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you got it in, though. I know you got it in.
Definitely.
Wow.
It was a beautiful performance. Yes.
So how long have you been rapping now? How many years now?
Woo! For over 20. For over 20 years. I mean, like I said, this is something that I've been doing for the greater part of my life, 20, 30 years. So I'm not new to, you know, not new to rap music or whatever and stuff, not new to church either. So just like I said, it makes sense to combine the both. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, you seek God first and you keep God first. And, you know, it even says that in the Bible, you know, you seek him and everything else will be added. So I finally decided to attempt to live, you know, what I was rapping about, and all kinds of things started happening, you know, even with me signing to Fresh Start Recording Entertainment, you know, I add a little backstory to that. So at the time, I was in Mississippi. We were still living in Mississippi, and the week that I was down here doing a showcase, I went to Archbishop Kelsey's church. And like I said, you know, he's the CEO of Fresh Start Recording, and the spirit hit me so hard and it hit my wife so hard that we stood up in front of the church and were basically like, hey, you know, we're going to move down here. I mean, record labels here, whatever, and stuff like that. And, you know, he's an awesome man of God, incredible mentor. So we did that. So I went home, and even with how our move happened, it was just amazing. I called the company that I work for to see if they had any openings out here. And it just so happened that they had a store coming open. So I wound up getting a position. I didn't lose any. As a matter of fact, it was a pay raise. I wound up getting that. We were having trouble trying to find a house in the Louisville area, and that's where we live at now, Louisville, Kentucky. Trying to find housing in Louisville, and you know, one day out the blue, my CEO calls me. He's like, "Man, you know, I just want you on campus or whatever. We got somewhere for you and your wife to live. You just come on." So.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just opened up. Like I said, you know, didn't have to worry about where I was going to be living at. God provided that, you know, didn't have to worry about income or finances and stuff. I went from my job transferred me to a job right here. I walked right into the same position that I've always had and just kept going.
Wow. That is something. So how does it feel to be moved there now? Are you missing your other home or?
Yes. Yeah. It feels good. I have a amazing extended family. You know, out here, our church family, which on the church I attend is Spirit Life. Spirit Field New Life Church, and the people there are so wonderful, and they just welcome me and my wife Deborah. They welcome us with open arms, and you know, even the relationship that I've developed with you know, with my pastor, my bishop. It's not even like a artist to CEO, you know, like business relationship. He actually calls me his son, you know, and he treats me like his son. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I haven't missed anything, you know. Unfortunately, missing home a little bit more, and I'll share this with the listeners, and I will request the listeners' prayers. I found out that my wife Deborah's grandfather just passed. So we're going to be traveling back to Mississippi. But, you know, so just missing home a little bit more right now than usual. But, you know, that's a part of life's process. And I know that God doesn't make mistakes. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I trust him and I believe him. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm sorry for the loss. My condolences, you know, to everyone. We praying. You know what I'm saying? It seems like a lot of people around the globe, you know, even myself, have been going through that in the family, you know, death. It just seemed like it's been going on, something is happening, and like you said, it's a part of life. You know, people are coming in, babies are being born, they said, and people are leaving out.
Right. And
you know, life comes in.
You mentioned that on your, you know, we were kind of hitting on that during the transparency show that you, and thank you for having me on the show, by the way, you know, now and, you know, being on the transparency show. And we mentioned that how this year has just been a year like no other, you know, with the COVID, and it seems like so many people are passing and people are leaving, you know, but when it's all said and done, you know, God is still God. You know, he's still a loving God. He's still a merciful God. And even though things seem rough at times, you know, I know in my heart that he has a plan. You know, he has a plan for everybody. And we just have to trust him. And now more so than ever, you know, during hard times or rough times, you know, you just have to, you really have to lean on him and trust him and believe in him, seek him, you know, pray to him, talk to him. And I know everything will be fine. Whatever his plan is, you know, I trust him with my life, with my family's life. And for anyone that doesn't have that type of relationship with God, I would highly encourage you to do so. You know, it's not like we're waking ourselves up every day. You know, we're not the ones keeping our heart beating. You know, this is God doing that. So in spite of it all, you know, he still loves us. So if you're alive, even if you have things going on in your life, you know, you're still alive. You're still alive to see those things. So there's a possibility that you can recover from that. And that's what gives me hope and gives me inspiration. You know, it's just knowing that God is so good. And so many times in my life, he's shown me things and let me experience things to where it's okay, you know, this could have happened or that could have happened, but I protected you here. I kept you here. You know, I'm constantly keeping you, you know, so what better thing to do than to honor him?
Yeah, that's true.
So
go ahead. Your phone had went out for a minute.
I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying it's just a beautiful thing, you know, to have that type of relationship with our Creator, you know.
That's true.
For like I was saying, anybody that doesn't have that, I highly encourage it because that's what keeps me going, you know, just knowing that things could happen at any moment. And it's almost like insurance, Tanya. And that's how I look at it. You know, you want to have all types of insurances. You know, you want insurance on your house just in case something happened, or on your car just in case something happened, on your life or whatever and stuff. And the best kind of insurance you can have is having that policy, that connection with God. So when things do happen, you know that you're covered. No matter what it is or whatever stuff, you know that he's going to protect you and you're covered. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's true. And so in saying that, by this year, you know, it seemed like everything started off with Kobe, you know, being killed. And then it went from there, you know, to this COVID and everything. And then during the COVID, then it was going on with the police brutality and the killings and, you know, all of this stuff going on. And then it seemed like things were winding down a little bit to where now this COVID is I call it the disease. I said it's a disease that's strictly doing a 187. One of my friends laughed and said, wow, look at the way you said that. Oh, my God. You know, but it's the truth. You know, it's doing a 187. And that's how I see it, because a lot of people are leaving here. You know, over that. I saw on the news today there was a nurse that was crying, and she was saying how she could not believe how many people are dying, and they're speaking things you wouldn't even think they would be speaking before they take their last breath. But she said there was a patient that she had that said, you know, they get angry. They're angry with the family, and there's no reason to be angry with the family because by this COVID going around, that is the law. You cannot come into those hospitals. They're not letting you do that because it's a high risk, but they're angry. And then she says she hears them being angry at God, like, how can God allow this to happen to me? And they're speaking all this negative stuff, and she said, and then they just take their last breath because a lot of them say no one loves them. and they don't know how this happened to them. Why me? And then they end up dying.
Right.
And she was just crying like, wow, you know, this has really got a lot of people shaken up, but it still don't have enough shaking it up to where people is really like, you know, seeking God. Everybody is talking about they're scared, but at the same token, we need to still be seeking God and talking to God and really giving glory to God that we're still here, because we're looking
exactly.
at, we're looking at how it's taking people out, but we're part of the people too, and we're not out. And so, I mean, things are happening, like you said, bro, things happening, people was, you know, leaving here. But at the same token, we still need to be grateful and say, Lord, I thank you with all that's going on with this pandemic. We
right.
are still here, and give them glory. Because I'm going to tell you something. Yeah, we're supposed to wear the mask. We got to wear the mask. That's just what we do. But at the same token, we can't just put our faith in the mask and forget who's really our covering. And I remember one day saying to my cousin, and we were just talking about the mask. You know, yeah, you know, people need to wear the mask. They don't want to wear the mask, this and that. We just all on about that mask and ain't saying nothing about the blood of Jesus covering us or nothing. And do you know God spoke to me, bro? I mean, he spoke to me in such a voice. He said, it's not the mask that's keeping you. It's me that's keeping you.
Amen.
And I had to think about that, like, wow, yes, he is right. It's not the mask. Yeah, we got to wear this, and it's helping covering us, but that's really not the solution, because you can still possibly get it with the mask on. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Because we're eating food, we're ordering food, whatever. Anything could be going on, but he let me know that day. It is not the mask that's keeping you. It's me. So that's let me know right there. Don't put your faith in that man. Put your faith in God.
Right.
Because at the end of the day,
right.
he is the one that is keeping us. He really is. He's keeping us.
Yeah.
Even if we're making wrong decisions of where to go and who to be around, he's still keeping us at the end of the day. And I'm so grateful. So I'm willing to say it's God that's keeping us first. Following behind the mask that helps cover, you know what I'm saying? But it really is him that covers us. And it goes beyond this corona, but he's keeping us every day from a lot of harm and accidents and just death, period. Death ain't got to be from the corona. You could just die in your sleep. You can get up and get in a car wreck and never make it out, you know, anything. So it's really that's him that covers us. So I just had to throw that in because a lot of people was listening in and, you know, and a lot of people is putting their faith in the mask. And I'm not saying don't wear it because of God covering you. No, he gives us wisdom. You know what I'm saying? And knowledge. And yeah, we're supposed to wear them. We better not dare not wear them. But basically, I believe the Lord was just letting me see, don't just put all your faith in that mask, because it is me behind that is keeping you.
Amen. I mean, you know, if you think about it or whatever, your mask, and of course he gives us wisdom, and you're supposed to have your mask, like you were saying. You know, you're careful, you're watching what you're touching and everything. But mask, these face shields, all this stuff, that stuff is man-made. You know, it's good to have, but who knows, it could have faults. One thing for sure, God doesn't have any faults. There's no mistakes in him. He don't make mistakes. He's perfect, you know, so that's protection that's not going to fail. I mean, like you said, who knows, you might have all this stuff on and still wind up contacting the virus. And for those that have contacted it, for people that are going through that, y'all are in my prayers. You know, I don't want to seem insensitive to the issue, because I have family members and church members that have been affected. And, you know, I'm constantly praying for them and for anyone that has that. But the best thing that you can do really is just to have that faith in God, you know, and to keep that in them. And I feel and believe that this whole virus, it happened because God wanted to get our attention.
Yeah,
you know, we were,
I believe
so
too.
So busy doing what we do, you know, and in scripture, it lets us know that he's a jealous God. And just think about all the things that we put before him, you know, work, entertainment. You know, just different things. It might be people that you put before them, or, you know, our telephones, our TVs, video games. Oh my God, I ain't gonna even get started on video games. Anyway,
Yeah, you're right though. But it's the truth.
Yeah,
it's the truth.
You know, just different things or whatever. So he took all that away, and I feel a bleed that he wanted us to go somewhere, sit down, and refocus on what's really important. Okay, you have all these luxuries, all these beautiful things, but hey, don't forget about me. I'm the reason that you're here. I'm the reason that you're able to have these things. Don't forget about me, you know. And it's easy to do. I'm not going to point the finger at nobody. I've been there in my life. You know, I get so busy with work and music, you know, just different things. And we just get caught up and you forget about them. And he's the person. He's the reason for all of this. So I really feel a bleed that he shut everything down for people to refocus. Really to, you know, to change their lives and get their perspectives in order, get things in order. Like, I'm the reason that you're here. You know, I'm the reason that you're able to walk around. I'm the reason that you're strong enough to work a job. You know, so you don't appreciate me? Okay, I'm going to take it away from you. Now let's try this again. You know, so
yeah.
we have to give him his credit. You know, we have to give him his praise, have to give him his honor. He doesn't do things because we're good. He does things because he's good. None of us are good or deserving of the things that he gives us. You know, that's the truth. That's how I feel in my heart. But he does it anyway because of his grace and his mercy. You know, it's sufficient. He does that, you know, so we need to give him all praises. And I try to. Do I always get everything right? No. Lord knows I don't, but, you know, I attempt to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly.
Definitely.
You're definitely right. Yeah, so like I said, we thank God for that, you know, for that part and everything. So what I wanted to touch on a little bit too, as far as the music, like what do you see yourself, even though you're doing this now, you're working on music and stuff, but where do you see yourself? I want to say maybe we're going to give it about 3 years. From now, or maybe in 2 years from now, like what are you really your goals is, or your desires is, as far as the music wise, what do you see yourself doing?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because the music I feel is just a tool of getting a message across. I'm thankful for it. You know, I praise God for the opportunity. It's something that I never, you know, after I had just all but let it go, it's something that I didn't, you know, foresee myself doing anymore. I used to write in things, but it was just for myself to encourage myself. So, you know, I credit a lot of that to my brother Jamon when he came around or whatever. And it's kind of like I connected with him and I drove off of, you know, his passion because, you know, he has a great passion for music. So with that being said, whatever it is that God wants me to do, whether it's, you know, bringing a message, you know, to a congregation or helping the youth, whatever it might be, you know, so if the music is still around, you know, praise God for it. But whatever it is that I'm doing, I just want to be in God's will doing it, you know, and what better tool than music, you know, you listen to what's being played nowadays, and you know I'm a parent. I have sons and daughters, and I want them to be able to hear things that are encouraging. You know, when you turn the radio on, and if that's all you're hearing is, you know, I shot this, I killed that, or you know, women being disrespected. You know, there's power of life and death in the tongue. You can speak things into existence. So if they're going to hear something or be encouraged by something, why not encourage them by a message from God, something uplifting God or something positive, you know? So I truly believe that with my heart. So hopefully in 3 years, I'm still within some form of ministry, whether it be music or, you know, maybe a youth pastor or, you know, whatever. As long as, you know, I'm willing to do whatever God needs me to do. One thing that I have enjoyed since I've been here in Louisville is, you know, we have an outreach ministry. And my wife and I, whenever we have the chance, we'll go and, you know, just going out, you know, you're out there, you're praying for the homeless and you're feeding the homeless and, you know, talking to them about God and stuff, and that's really been an eye-opening thing. In Tylertown, where, you know, where I live at, where I was originally from or whatever and stuff, I know they had homeless people, but the place is so small that you never really saw them. So when my wife and I, when we got out here to Louisville and we saw the homeless problem, it touched my heart. You know, like that stuff that I had seen on television, but I never really experienced it. So to be able to go out and actually help somebody and bring a word to somebody or to pray for them if they need prayer or to tell them about God and try to get them to give their life to Christ, that's a beautiful feeling, sis. Something I had never experienced before, and I love it. You know, so wherever God wants me to be, you know, wherever he needs me to be, I take, you know, directions from our pastor. Like I said, he's a great man of God, and he has a lot of things going on. And, you know, just being active in the church it's beautiful.
Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. You know, right now it's a lot of, you know, it's saying they're being called to the music, you know, and you have a lot of people that are doing music and they're not like kind of stable. So a lot of people want to give up. You have some artists out there that want to give up because they feel like there's no doors being opening. There's no ways being made, and they got to keep coming out of their pocket for this and that. You know, you have a lot of artists that complain about that, especially the independent. You know, the independent artists that's just doing it themselves. What advice would you say to them, to those that are saying, you know, I just want to give up. It's nothing happening here. Like, I get a lot of that complaining going on with a lot of the artists that's, like, in different countries. They'll say to me, like, you know, keep me in prayer. I think I want to give up because, you know, I've been doing this for a amount of time, but I'm ready to give this up. What word of encouragement or message that you would share to those that are listening in that may be feeling this way?
Hang on. Don't quit. I've been there, you know. I was an independent artist, you know, and like I said, it just seemed like doors wasn't opening. What I think we fail to realize is that things happen not on our time, but on God's time. And not only that, but, you know, the enemy will try to get you to quit. He doesn't want your future to manifest. He doesn't want you to have your purpose or to live out your purpose of what God has for you. So continue to bring that message. Even if it doesn't seem like that message is getting out on a big scale, if it's only a small scale or whatever stuff, that message is still getting out. And if you're uplifting God's name, then you're doing God's work. You're ministering, you know, to God's people. So whether it's reaching one or a million, it's reaching somebody. And there's nothing more important than a person's soul. So if you reach someone with your message, then you know you've actually won somebody for the kingdom. That's payment. You know, I believe God smiles on things like that. So just hang in there. I mean, look at my story. You know how we were independent. You know, the process was independent. I was independent. And all of a sudden, you know, doors just open. It's just about timing. You know, it's not on our time, because sometimes we ask for things and we might not be ready for it. We might not be ready to handle things on a big scale. You know, so God sees all of that even when we don't see it. So when it happens, it's meant to happen. So don't quit. For any artist out there that's listening, for anyone that's listening, don't give up. Keep working at your craft. Try to be the best that you can be. Use your talents that God is giving you for his glory. And at some point, it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. You know, even with myself, you know, and I shared a little bit about my testimony and stuff of how a while back, I suffered with depression, and at one point I wanted to kill myself. That wasn't nothing but the enemy. That was Satan. You know, that was him. So if I would have went through with that, number one, I mean, there's no repentance for that. I done killed myself. The Bible tells you thou shalt not kill. I'm going to hell for that one.
That's number one.
Then if I would have killed myself, all the people that have been touched by the music that I've had a chance to do this for or for the ministry that I've had a chance to do so far, it wouldn't have happened. So don't look
exactly.
at it as like you're wanting to quit. That's the enemy wanting to take you out before something big happens. Nah, don't give him that recognition. He doesn't have that much power anyway. You know, so and that's how I feel about it. You know, if God is for you, who can be against you? Doesn't matter
that's
who
right.
it is. So
that
any
is
artists
right.
out there listening, y'all hang on or whatever and stuff. You know, if I would have done that, you know, I never would have been able to, you know, record an album with my bro or start working on, you know, my solo album or the song that you've been playing out, you know, right now on your station, and thank you for playing it, you know, my song Miracle. I wouldn't have had a chance
yes.
to do a song with a Wes Morgan, you know, so, and
yeah.
to reach millions. Your show is worldwide, international, and I've gotten, for the love and the support that I've gotten from the listeners and the people, I just want to say thank y'all so much. I mean, you have no idea what that means to me. When someone gets in your inbox and they tell you, hey, man, your song has actually changed my life. Sis, that's
yeah.
worth more than any money, any recognition
wow.
or whatever and stuff, because that's someone that you brought from basically a devil's hell and put them on the right path. Now they know who God is and stuff, and that's another soul
that's
won
true.
For the kingdom. And, you know,
that's, right.
that's what it's all about. So I'm thankful for it. So any artist
wow.
out there that's wanting to quit or wanting to give up, don't. Hang in there. Keep leaning on God. Keep depending on God, trusting God. And at some point, his will be done in your life as long as you're, you know, doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's true. That is true. Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, with the process, like,
uh-huh.
how was that like with the process, like the rapping and the doing shows together, like,
yes.
I know, I'm quite
yeah,
sure that y'all
I,
probably went through situations too.
We did,
so
and
like,
I can speak on that as well, because, you know, we, so the process, like we said before, that's myself, you know, that's Birdie, and that's Jermaine Walker, who's also known as Bright, that's me and my, you know, my brother in Christ. At one point, you know, we both were, you know, signed to Fresh Start, and then COVID happened. You know, COVID
yeah.
wound up happening and everything and stuff like that. And, you know, God had a different assignment for my brother. So even though that's, you know,
yeah.
that's still my brother, we're still a group or whatever and stuff like that, you know, hey, bro's doing his thing, and God bless him. And I'm pretty sure before it's
yeah.
over with, you'll have him on the show. And anyone that doesn't know, you know, that doesn't know him, man, he's an awesome man of God as well. So, you know,
yes, he is.
That's how that played about. So, I stayed with the label. My brother, he's doing other things and stuff. God had another assignment for him. He had music that God gave him to him only, you know, while the COVID happened or whatever and stuff like that. And he wanted to work on that. So my label, they basically, you know, hey, well, God bless your son, you know, whatever and stuff, and he's doing this thing. So that's how
yeah.
that happened. But the process is a group thing, you know, that's me and him. But there's also, you know, Bertrand McKinney, the solo artist. And there's, you know,
yeah.
my brother, Jermaine Walker, the solo artist. So even though we're
yeah.
brothers, we're going to be brothers for life or whatever. And at some point, you know, you will wind up hearing another Process album. You know, it's just like with anything, you know, you grow and you mature. And God has different things for, you know, each individual to do. And,
yeah.
you know, that's just how that happened.
Wow. You said
yep.
the process will come back. I know that's right. Y'all got to do a reunion or something.
Oh, that's.
And y'all
you know,
got to do a remix. You got to do a remix to
that,
It's All Right, It's Okay. I done wore that song out. I know when
yeah.
it was coming on, y'all was like, you and Sis Pride was over there like, oh, my God, here we go.
That's one of,
like, is there any other
songs
that she can play?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs off the album that we put out together. And the name of the album is Trying to Get to Heaven, for anyone that doesn't know. That's one of my favorite songs on that album, you know, and I thank
wow.
God for that time, you know, for that opportunity, you know. But like I said, you know, there's different things going now, and I just actually released my single Miracle, which featuring Pastor Wes Morgan, and that.
Yeah,
that
talk a little bit
was,
about that. How did you go about
yeah.
with that? Talk a little bit about that. How did that go?
That was a,
how did that start off?
To say the least, that to say the least, that was a miracle. So the minister of music at the church that I attend, his name is Ira Rankins. And
okay.
Ira, for anyone that doesn't, you know, he jokes around a lot, but he's into music, you know, he's wrote songs before, and if I'm not mistaken, I want to say Ira has a couple of Grammys under his belt, like for writing or for something, whatever it is and stuff. He's well connected, you know, and he's from Tennessee. So I heard him one day, and he was talking about, you know, some of the people that he knew or whatever, and Wes Morgan name came up, and I didn't mention anything to him. So, you know, I'm at home with my wife, Debbie, or whatever. So, as a matter of fact, it was after choir rehearsal. And yeah, I do sing in the choir. Don't nobody laugh at me, whatever. You know, I like to try to sing to as much as I can. I feel like I'm a better rapper than a singer. But anyway, my wife and I, we were talking about it, and I was like, babe, wouldn't it be nice for me to be able to do a song with Wes Morgan? And she was like, yeah, you know, that would be special because I've always been a fan of his. Fast forward a couple of days, and Ira comes to me, and he's like, hey, man, how'd you like to get Wes on one of your songs? I'm like, Wes who? Like, Wes Morgan. I'm like, yeah, right. I'm thinking he's playing and messing with me. He's like, nah, man, I'm serious. Give me a couple of days. So, sure enough, a couple of days pass or whatever and stuff, and he come to me, man. I got in touch with Wes's camp or whatever. Give me the song that you want to do. And I actually had a song that I had did, and I was attempting to sing the hook because, you know, I don't really know too many singers or whatever and stuff, and I gave the song to Ira. Ira passed the song along to Wes and his people. Wes liked the song, and he agreed to do the song with me. My label got with
wow.
his people and worked everything out, and that's how that song came about. It was a song that I had that was actually, you know, for me, and he liked it, and he agreed to, you know, to bless me with a, you know, with a hook or whatever and stuff, and add his, you know, what he does to it, and came out to be a good song. I mean, I love it. One of my favorites.
Yeah. Wow. That song, Miracle, is popping. You know, it made the top 10 charts on my station,
really?
You know, here.
Wow.
And it's still, yeah, and it's still rocking it, you know, on the station as well. I was looking at it yesterday, and then I turned around because sometimes I keep checking back and forth of the different music, what's making it, what's rocking, you know, what's on the top. And I did notice that that Miracle is the top tracks by playbacks is number 4.
Wow. That's a
I believe it was number 5 at first, and then it made it to number 4. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, that's thank
yeah.
you. You know, thank you for spending that for me, and you know, for it's such a blessing. I don't take any of this for granted. You know, I don't want to come across as, you know, it's all about me, because I'm a firm believer that without God, I'm nothing. The ability that I have, the gift that I have, you know, the writing and to be able to, you know, the rapping and things and the producing and stuff, that's God given. You know, that's all because of him, and I give him all the glory and the praises. I'm just thankful for it, and he's put me in the position to be able to do this, and
mm-hmm.
he's put people in my life. You know, just folks just come up. You know, just oh man, just well, you know, people connections, doors open. You know, I know y'all hear me saying doors open a lot, but it's the truth. You know, he's put
yeah.
people in my life and put me in a position to where, you know, folks that normally I probably wouldn't meet, you know, but it's because of God that, you know, all this happened. So yeah, and
yeah.
it's definitely pretty more to you know, it's a lot more to come. You know, in the process of working on, you know, my solo album for my label. So still untitled right now, but I have a few songs under my belt right now, as of right now, about 3 or 4. So, you know, I'm at work, and you know, I'm just happy about it.
Well, maybe we can get a good 50 songs. I know you're like, wow, that's gonna be a lot of rapping, right?
Yeah, you know, but when your source is unlimited, you know, when the material is coming from the man upstairs, then that's unlimited material. So, you know, everything, these experiences that we go through, you know, all these things like Miracle, that song comes from, you know, just me wanting to talk to somebody, you know, me wanting to come to encourage somebody, just thinking about how things are. You know, the song starts off, the bigger the test, the greater the blessing. I know it get hard, but why are you stressing? You know, so everyday life is, you can draw from those experiences, from things that you've been through. And whenever I attempt to write a song, or when God gives me something to write, you know, it's normally personal or something that I've seen, something that I've experienced. Yeah. And, you know, he just blesses me with the ideas and give me the words, and it just, you know, it happens.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's true. That's true about that. You know, when I was talking about the 50 songs, I don't even know nobody that even have an album that did 50 songs on one album. 50? That's a lot. Can you imagine?
That's a whole lot. I've seen a few double albums, you know, to where it's like it might be like 10 to 12 songs on each album. So,
yeah.
24, the top, I think I've seen maybe, but that's a whole lot. You know, that,
you said 50,
that many songs, that's a lot. Yeah, that's. So I have a good bit of unreleased material, you know, as myself and also with my brother. You know, we music that's just sitting, just waiting to, you know, to be released when the time is right or whatever. So, you know, it's all about as an artist, you know, you try to stay creative, you know, you try to talk about something that's effective, you know, use personal experiences like myself. I use personal experiences or, you know, just things that I think we need at these times or whatever. You know, it's really, for me, it's about communicating with people and really just trying to win souls. I always try to have a positive message in my music, you know, and it always leads back to acknowledging God. You know, he's the reason for everything. And I try to write, you know, from that perspective when I am creating, whether it's me writing for myself or writing for somebody else. You know, I try to write from that perspective.
Yeah.
And my brother and I, you know, Jamon and I, we've had this conversation before, you know, and it's like I tell him, you know, it's really all about communicating. If you're in if you're in a foreign country, and you know, everybody over there speaking a different language, but you're not speaking that language, you can't communicate with nobody. And you know, that's why I feel like radio is so important, you know, because so many people that may not step foot inside of a church are listening to radio. You know, not everybody goes to church. Not everybody is, you know, on Sundays when the doors are open or whatever, on the benches, you know, in the pews or whatever, sitting up listening. You know, some people really still out there in the streets, you know, they're having it hard. And we as artists, as gospel artists, might be the only word that they're getting. So you have to be able to speak that language. So when your song is coming across the airwaves, you know, you have a choice. Okay, you can either speak life, or, you know, you can speak death.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I just choose to use, you know, a positive message. So that's how, you know, that's how I communicate with people. You know, it's so many people that are encouraged by music. So you have to be able to talk to them, to communicate with them. And, you know, the music is a tool. It's not the only one. You know, there's scripture. There's, you know, ministries, preaching and stuff or whatever and stuff. But if you think about it, really, that's what we're doing. We're preaching through music. No, just trying
That's
to win
true.
A soul. So, yeah.
Yep, you're right. You are preaching through music. The only difference is y'all ain't going in and all that. And Jesus, y'all ain't doing all that.
No. It's funny that you said that. You know, and everybody, you know, their style of ministers. You know, you have some that do that and some that don't. And I always wonder. And I've had a chance to you know, I've had a chance to bring a few sermons or whatever, you know, to bring messages at church or whatever. And I always used to wonder as a child and growing up, like, man, I wonder if I'm going to be doing that, you know, the hooping and the hollering and stuff. And I never did it. The matter of fact, I remember my first sermon at the time, my pastor's name was Pastor Doug Rayburn. And, you know, he was giving me the opportunity just to You know, he's like, hey, brother, if you ever want to bring a message, you go ahead. Matter of fact, what I want you to do, prepare yourself, and coming up within a few weeks or whatever, I want you to bring the message. So I was like, okay, cool. Uh-huh. So since I prepared myself, you know, I'm in my Bible, I'm jotting my notes down and everything, and I'm up there. I'm like, okay. So I'm figuring this ought to last a good, you know, 30 to 45 minutes or whatever and stuff. I got up there. I said what I had to say. It was over in 15 minutes. It wasn't no hooping, wasn't no hollering, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because everybody don't do that.
Right, right. And
everybody.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean,
if
that's the way the power of God hit them. And they, you know, and they do that, then that, you know, because my dad used to do all that tuning up and jumping and going on, you know, but then I
mm-hmm.
had other people in the family that didn't do all of that. They were more like,
right.
you know, just talking or teaching. Some people have the preaching and some people have the teaching anointing.
And, you know, everybody's form of worship is different. The main thing is, though, as long as there's that connection with God, you know, everybody, the spirit isn't going to hit everybody the same. I've seen some people, you know, they fall out on the floor. Some people,
yeah,
you know, they're crying, they're teared up. Others are, you know, to their self. The spirit hits everybody differently, you know. Yeah.
That's true.
So it happened that way with me before. I remember a few times just like, you know, being in the spirit, and the next thing you know, I'm opening my eyes and I'm laid out, stretched on the floor. Doesn't happen all the time, you know, but it's happened before, whatever. So, you know, It's all about your personal worship, you know, and how it affects you. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I had to throw that in to have everybody laughing about the rapping because you were saying, like, how you're preaching through music. And I'm like, it just ain't the hooping and the hollering, you know. My God. But in saying that, we're going to go ahead, bro, and take, let me see. 8 minute break. I want to say at least 7 to 8 minute break. We're going to go ahead.
Okay.
We're going to let the music rip. A couple of songs going to play of the process, because I want some people that probably haven't even heard, you know, of the process to hear a couple of songs from the process. And then we're going to play Miracle featuring Pastor Wes Morgan. And then we're going to come back on and, you know, speak a little bit more and get things wrapping up. Is that all right with you?
Hey, that's wonderful, sis. That's wonderful.
All right.
Amen.
All right, y'all tune in to this great hot music that's coming your way, and we're going to be back in a few moments.